Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Evie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am originally from the Midwest, and I live in Europe. And during the pandemic, I got very homesick. So I started writing a lot of romance, small town romance, kind of based from where I kind of grew up, actually. So it's kind of like a homage to where I grew up, and I get to escape in my stories. And sadly, I did not have any brother's best friends who own a winery, but if I did, then I'm sure I would have never left. So I ended up writing a few series, and every book is a standalone, but they are all in the same world, kind of. They all kind of interlink in some way. You run into characters you might have read in another book and so forth, and it's steamy but very low angst. It's heartwarming. It's an easy read. I write for like an escape. I guess a lot of romance readers maybe call it a palate cleanser. Like after you've read maybe a dark romance, you need something to clear your senses, and that's what I would say. That's my book.
All right. So we got to talk about, were you a romance reader growing up or like later in life, and that led you to write romance? Or was it something different? Like I just needed this creative escape, and I just allow myself to wander here.
I was never a big reader growing up. I do remember reading a few like Daniel Steele novels, and I was really into watching soap operas. I think I watched General Hospital like every day and Young and the Restless. But I wasn't really a reader in general for any genre. It was only when I had a child who never slept, and the only way they would maybe sleep is if I was holding them sitting up in bed, then I kind of discovered ebooks. And then I think I read maybe a Vi Kalin's book was one of them, Bossman, I think, was the first one. And then somehow I just went down a rabbit hole and I just read and binge read so much romance books, as romance readers do. And the writing kind of came in. I've always been a writer in terms of my other work, not romance related, but just general communications and writing and so forth. And then somehow a story just came to me. We were a few weeks into lockdown, the first lockdown where the world had no idea what was about to happen. And we were like in a very strict lockdown. We couldn't even go, you know, walking on the street. We were in our house and we had no internet. I remember that because we just moved house. And somehow I found time while my child slept on me to write. And I just started writing. And I ended up releasing a lot of books in 2 years just because time was awarded to me from the way the world ended up in this crazy situation.
Yeah. So what has been the process for you to now, the world has opened up, I think, in somewhat, and, you know, we're in the post-pandemic world, and you have other responsibilities and other things. Like, how's it, have you been managing writing, you know?
So I'm very lucky that now I get to do this full time, or I guess you can say kind of part time, since I still have to kind of wrangle in the small one. That's my other part of my life. So I've been very lucky and fortunate in that way to balance those two things. And that's more of a recent thing for me. But I kind of have a structured approach. Certain mornings of the week, I do my writing. There's certain times of the week that I know I'm not going to do anything book related. That's my time for something else. You know, I do have to do laundry and cook and all that stuff. So luckily, I'm a very organized person and I love project management tools. I just kind of structure my days. And every Sunday, I have 5 different calendars and I go over everything I need to do. So that's how, luckily, I get, and the ideas are still in my head. So I still have stories to write. So it keeps flowing.
That's exciting. So what has been the most surprising thing about publishing your books?
Just how quickly the industry changes and what readers want, how it changes so quickly. So what maybe is a popular trope 1 month, 3 months later, they're already on to a different trope that's really popular. Or example, heat levels as well. I feel like, you know, we've always enjoyed our spicy romance and high heat romance, but I feel like as time goes on, it gets spicier and spicier, and that's what people want. So, and I just see, you know, if you say what's popular from 6 months ago, it's completely different to what's popular now. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of amazing to see it. It's never, there is no formula to it. It's constantly changing.
So let's talk about Worth a Chance. What is the elevator pitch?
Well, so you have two enemies who, they have a wild night together and they accidentally record it. And a few months later, the baseball player shows up on her blind date to inform her, oops, we have a problem. The video has been stolen. It might be leaked. So the solution is you need to come to my lake house and we need to hide out and to avoid that. And to her dismay, she agrees. But then she discovers he's also a single dad, which she did not know. And then slowly over time, they find their way to each other, as you do in these books.
Well, that's an interesting forced proximity, you know, oops, sex tape, which is like, it can happen, you know, your phones and everything.
And that's the funny thing. I had to kind of like logistically, you know, it is fiction, but we still like a little element of reality to it. So they did delete the video, but then it got saved to his cloud. It auto-saved to his cloud, and he forgot about that.
So. Oh, my gosh. All right. What are you working next?
So this Worth a Chance is part of the Lake Spark series, and they all have something in common. One, that it's all it takes place in Lake Spark, a small, small town somewhere in northern Illinois around the lake. Mm-hmm. It's the off season for their sports. So the first book, Worth the Risk, was a football coach. Worth the Chance is baseball. And then coming up in June is Worth the Wait, which is hockey. And then they all live on the same street. They're all neighbors and they're friends. So you see some of the same characters throughout the books. So I'm just about to get the advanced reader copies ready for the June release, Worth the Wait, which is hockey second chance. And again, it's in Lake Spark, neighbors, same street. So
there
that's kind of where it is. So
awesome.
And it's been fun because a lot of readers really love the series. So it's definitely spinned ideas that we're going to have a spin-off series from this one. So it's going to keep going, but we're going to maybe focus more on hockey. So,
I love hockey romance, and I think there's a lot of readers out there for hockey romance.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, there's something to be about this aggressive sport. You're like, oh, it's Sooty.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, like Lake Spark, it's small town romance first with like a touch of sports. So sports is the second. It's not the main driver of the stories, but it's very much a part of the stories, I have to say. But indeed, if I had to choose between both writing, watching, I choose hockey for sure.
Yeah, same here. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So I have to say my reading, I used to only really read really lighthearted romance. You know, it's my escape. I don't want to be thrown into like an emotional cave and it's no fun for me. However, I don't know how some of these people did it, but I got roped into the entire series from Chantal Tessier, The Ritual, The Sacrifice, which is pretty, it's dark. It's very dark. It's a lot of triggers. It is nothing I would ever read. I don't read college romance. But for some reason, I went down a rabbit hole and I read the entire series, and it was a wild, wild ride. And I stayed on it. And so I read that entire series lately, which is not my normal genre at all. But I do recommend it if you enjoy dark romance and you can handle, I think there's pretty much every trigger you can think of, it's in that series. So I'd do be warned about that. But I understand why it's very, very popular. So that's what I've been reading. And then I also, I'm a little late to the game, but I did finally get into T.L. Swan's books, and I finally read the series. I know everyone says their team, I'm team Elliot. I know a lot of people are saying they're team Tristan, but I'm team Elliot. So I did love her, I guess you could say it's workplace romance since they're all CEOs, business, but yeah. So I've been reading basically everything that I do not write.
I love this. Well, sometimes you just need that break. You need that breather of like, you know, reading something completely dark or something completely like different, like workplace, city place, you know, big city romance, when you're just like, I'm in this world writing the small town, you know.
So I'm on Instagram and Facebook, BookBub, Goodreads. I am on TikTok. I don't know what's happening to the future of TikTok, but I am there. But I'd say I'm mostly active on Instagram, or I have a Facebook group, and it's all under the same handle, which is Evie Lion Books. So.
Thank you, Evie, for being on the show.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.